if I think it's okay if my ex date someone else within 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My ex got someone pregnant within 3 months, man. So
how many months pregnant?
If you have ever hung out with girls, right? No, the moment.
If I've ever hung out with girls.
The girl they don't like walks out of the room, bro. They're talking shit about her. 100%.
That is true.
You cannot lie about this.
Every time I see those people that always post about different partners and very rare quickly, I always feel like their love very cheap. Just falling in love to them, it seems very easy. And it almost seems like it could be anybody.
Welcome back to the Luke Cry Show, the world's number podcast filmed in an actual bar. And today we're not in a bar, we are on a boat.
Woohoo! On a boat!
On a boat, on a boat, on a boat. And thank you so much to High Seas Yards for hooking us up. And also hooking us up with all this amazing food. I heard just now that this is the $1,000 platter, is it?
And it's so amazing.
It's worth every single dollar for
Boston. The head.
Good, okay.
Bolton.
Okay, Daniel is a food expert, so we'll cut to him in 3, 2, 1, go.
The beef is beefy. The onion is oniony. The chicken is chickeny.
Recommend? Yes. Recommend or no recommend?
Recommend? Absolutely. For sure. Therefore recommend.
Now, it's been a long day, so everyone is going to start tucking into the food. But in the meantime, I want to ask you guys a question about relationships. Yay, relationships. Everybody talks about relationships on every single podcast, but I want to ask you guys one very specific question.
Is it because we are on a ship?
What's that? We are technically on a ship. This is called a ship, right?
You should be a comedian.
This is a friendship.
Yay. So, like, the question is, how long after a breakup can you get into a relationship? Now, Daniel.
Wait, you say that again. You say it wrong.
How long after a breakup can you get into a relationship? Did I get it right this time? Okay. Daniel, go.
Just go.
Just go, Nee.
Just go.
There's no time. So, if I break up yesterday, today, I can get into a committed relationship and I can BTO with a girl straight away.
Yeah, because it depends, like, when do you, like, lose feelings and everything. It could have been a long time ago.
What do you mean?
Like, you could not have feelings for a person for a very long time and then you guys finally break up. But you're mentally prepared for everything already.
What does mentally prepared mean?
Like, you've checked out of the past relationship, like, emotionally, mentally. The last step was physically.
I want to ask everyone here, do you think there is a minimum amount of time that you need to spend before getting into a new relationship?
Yes.
Alright, Kelly says yes. Explain.
I don't believe that you can, like, love or really, really like someone just after maybe one meetup. So definitely, I feel like you need at least 2 months, 1 month or 2 months to get to know this person enough to see whether you guys want to be in a relationship. Yeah.
1 month or 2 months at least?
Yeah.
No, but you're saying after a meetup. He's saying after
a meetup. Yeah, after a meetup. So I'm asking you, what do you mean by after a meetup?
Like after you guys met for the first time, like?
Yeah, no, but it's not about that. It's about when. It's about after someone else broke up. Like after you broke up or someone else broke up.
To me, I feel like it depends on the person and it depends on the relationship. What if they've only been in a 1 week relationship, correct? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Then that time needed to heal.
That's not a technique over
I'm
here.
Sorry, okay. I'm sorry. 2 weeks relationship. Right, then.
Is it a relationship if it's 2 weeks?
I mean, some people count, right? So they still have to do a breakup thing. So it really depends on what the relationship was before. And also it depends on that person, whether, let's say it's a long-term relationship, like 6 years. Then I would think that the appropriate time to get together is when you are like cleanly broken off. Because 6 years together, definitely like your family, some maybe affairs, they are tied together.
Affairs?
6 months, 1 month per year.
Yeah.
Safe or not? So 1 year, then 1 month should be okay. Or?
Should be can lah.
Should be can, right?
Definitely more than 2 weeks lah, for sure.
Fair.
What would you say is like the minimum amount? Where do you arrive at 1 month? Where do you arrive at that number?
I heard your question as, when I say 1 to 2 months, I heard your question as falling in love with someone. Liking someone enough to get into a relationship.
I think Clement's perspective is from your previous partner and
So previous to moving on to the next one.
Yeah.
Like, let's say I'm moving on to the next
one. You know, like, some people like complain like, wow, Lawe, my boyfriend just break up with me, right? Oh. Then he like, the next day got girlfriend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, next day, your girlfriend already.
Oh, I mean, she cheat on me, is it?
Oh, yeah. Correct. Yes.
Correct. Right. But the thing is, if that's your ex, why do you care? He can get together with someone the next hour and I don't give, I mean, like, why do you need to care? He's most probably cheating on you, but so what? Not like you don't know about it, what?
Wait, hang on.
I think there are situations when you're dating someone and then after that it ends and just so happens that there was someone that could have existed in your life or you just met them but you get together really, really fast.
Okay, how fast is fast?
Next day.
Like I have seen 1 day, 3 day.
Yeah, so honestly, if this guy that I used to see would like someone and decided that, no, you can just start dating first. But if you decided that, okay, I want to be in a relationship with this person after 3 days, then honestly, why should I care? This person obviously don't think...
No, like, we're asking you if you think it's okay. It's not about whether you care or not. We're asking you if you think it's okay.
If I think it's okay if my ex date someone else within 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My ex got someone pregnant within 3 months, man. So...
How many months pregnant?
This is going on TikTok.
Okay, so I'm putting it in a perspective of like external. So let's say you are on Instagram, then you post about your partner for this whole time, let's say 1 year. Then after that you break up. It's a very public breakup. Then you start posting about another guy. Do you think there's a time, right? There is a time that you need to clear before you can start posting about another guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I'm
what
so.
What is the time?
I hope I don't offend people, but every time I see those people that always post about different partners and very, very quickly, I always feel like their love very cheap.
What do you mean by cheap?
Like, it's just falling in love to them, it seems very easy. And it almost seems like it could be anybody. You know, to me, and at least to me, I feel like love. It's a little bit more special. So what are the odds that you meet someone that you could really fall in love with just like that all the time? Like every time between your relationships is like maybe maximum a week. So I don't know, it just makes me feel like the love is not, it's just very cheap. You're looking for company. You're not really in love with that person. But that obviously that's just my personal thoughts.
Okay, let me be devil's advocate here.
Devil's advocate.
I believe that there is no physical time to which you have to clear or whatever in between relationships.
What do you mean by clear?
Like whatever you say, like for example, whether it's 3 days, 3 months or 7 years or whatever shit, right?
Okay.
Yeah. To me, right, not everybody starts a new relationship fully ready. And because of this, it doesn't matter on how long it is because they've just decided to move on. It could be a rebound. It could be them trying to cope with the heartbreak or whatever and then just throwing themselves at another person, right?
Okay.
And it is understandable.
I think I have to disagree with you. I don't think that you should step into...
No, whether you should or not, right? It doesn't matter. It's a step, man, correct?
I mean, it is a step, but it's a very selfish step. I feel like...
Selfish step.
But at the same time, right? You have seen people that have fallen in love because of this. Mm-hmm. And I know at least like 3 couples, like instant rebound, end up getting married.
Yeah, obviously, I feel
they
like
they might not have started the relationship on the best boat, eh? Huh.
Unlike this boat.
but
high seas.
Would you get together with someone if they just broke up?
No.
Even if there's a okay, so what is the time that you would let it happen?
As in me now, I would say at least 6 months.
6 months?
As in I personally
really
would.
Even if everything else is like going great and everything like that, like would you saying 6 months?
Yeah.
I agree.
You agree?
Yeah.
You agree that it's 6 months?
Maybe because at my age, the people around me, their relationships are usually like more serious and more like towards marriage. So if they were to break up, there's always a lot of complications. that I would say takes about 6 months to clear.
Okay, has anybody here had, or you yourself had moved on mega quick?
No.
No.
I moved on quite quicker. But I didn't get into a relationship.
Well, okay, then what do you mean by like moving on?
Like f***ing a girl.
Like f***ing bitches lah.
Like over and over. Then I was a single man. And at that point in time, I had missed being single very much.
But sleeping with someone different than
relationship.
Yeah, so I think obviously like, yeah, I still think it's a relationship.
Doesn't mean that you're moving on lah. It doesn't mean that you're moving on by just sleeping with someone. But
I feel like if you want to sleep with someone the day after you break up, it's up to you. But because we are talking about relationships.
Yeah.
Same day also can.
Same day.
Be pushing it.
Same girl also can.
Same hour.
Same girl also can.
Okay,
same hour. That one you got some good game or a lot of money.
I mean, it's a technique lah. It's a technique.
Okay, I think the question should change. How long does it take for you to actively make that step to find a new relationship?
Like going back on the market.
Yeah. No, you're actively searching. Mm-hmm. Means it's not like, got someone already there or whatever shit, right? It's like, you break up already. Yeah, say I break up with Sally, right? Then after that, which day, I'm like, okay, putting myself out there. I'm having conversations, I'm flirting, I'm going out.
I think when you're really over, I mean, not say really, but I would say at least 50% over your ex, then you can do that.
No, hang on.
You should do that. Yeah.
No, hang on. But there is also a time where you feel like, hey, I need to go and see what my market value is. But you need validation, man. When you are broken up with, right?
Okay.
You also need validation.
This guy got
some issues with market
himself,
value.
He has been talking about this market value for like three months.
I'm saying that like, that if you just got like dumped, like proper dumped, right? Most of the time, you want to get to know what your market value is first, right?
I guess you can talk to people, but I will feel like don't lead people on. I feel like a lot of people are hurt, especially because they are dating someone that they thought have potential, but it finds out, I mean, they found out that, oh, maybe this person is not over their ex, or like they still have like some complicated relationship going on. So I think market value, you want to go to a bar and see how many girls do the winky winky at you, go ahead.
I never had a single girl to come to me and say it had the winky winky.
That's
towards
cause
me.
That's because you go to Skinnies.
I think
that's because he goes to Skinnies.
I haven't been to Skinnies. I've said that I haven't been. No, not a single girl has been the winky winky.
Hey, what do you think is your market value?
What does that mean?
How? Okay, let's say if there's 1 to 100 Singapore guys, right, the percent, right? Where do you think you lie?
Above 80, I feel. Yeah, above 80.
What qualifies you to be in the above 80?
I'm pretty funny, I would say. Pretty funny. I'm entertaining. I'm charismatic. And not money-wise, right? Let's not talk about money, because as you know, that's a on and off thing. I have a lot of things going on, so there's a lot of ambition. I feel like chicks, they also look for ambition of like, oh, what this guy is gonna do with his life and everything like that. So market value-wise, I would say on the higher 80, above 80, I would say. Do girls do that shit? Do ladies, after a breakup,
they do it secretly, bro.
No, we don't.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Like after a breakup, they want to have some validation.
Bro,
what do they do?
If you have ever hung out with girls, right? You know the moment.
If I've ever hung out with girls,
the girl they don't like walks out of the room, bro. They talking shit about her. 100%, bro.
That is true.
100%, bro. You cannot lie about this shit.
That is true. You guys do it too. Yeah. You guys do it.
We
too.
All do it.
We own it.
It's normal.
But
those of you listening, Kelly is holding a skewer in her hand with no meat on top, and she is like, she's ready to stab somebody.
No, but we don't rape. We go like, oh, that girl is such a tool. We don't. We just like bitch about that person, like.
No, because we're practical one. We just like, hey, he too, right? Yeah, he too, bro.
Yeah, but
we are practical! We are someone that is just like, that's a two, that's a two, that's a seven, that's a seven.
Efficient communication.
Hey, bro, that fella rabat, that's it.
That one, the face only mother can love, bro.
Like,
that's why.
Them emotional, they be like, oh, hey, wow, you gotta see how she treat him, or wow, you see how he flirt, he touch his shoulder, or. Yeah, then when she come back, oh my god, babes!
There we go.
At the end of the day, right? It always seems to be men that are the ones that are like scaling people or themselves on one to ten.
No. We admit.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, how did that come about? And like, what is your, let's say four. Okay, for example, if I post a video, which I have, saying I don't want to date men from ACS because I feel like they're not very nice.
Is there anyone clearly in the room? Yeah,
anyway, I posted that online and everyone's like, who want to date her anyway? She's a 4. She's a 4 out of 10. Haha. I'm like, okay, but what is your 4? What is your 4? What is your 4? You know what I mean? Like, what is the scale? Like, what does that even mean?
No, you're okay. Here's the thing.
Because to me, I'm a 10. In fact, I'm an 11.
That's good. Like that is the how you perceive yourself. And I feel like, yeah, go for it, right? If I want to say that I'm an 8.
Which you did.
Which I did.
And Slay.
And then Daniel said he's a 7.5. I was like, this mother talented motherfucker is. There's no way that he's rated higher than me. Then I put myself down. And then suddenly it became a...
But like, everyone's scale is different, right? So then why even have a scale in the first place? What does that even
do? No. Because we're a bit like visual learner. So we don't see the number. They're like, so you put that.
Can you even count to 10?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Sorry.
Let's go! Let's fucking go!
We know this 1 to 10 expertly.
Nick with the 1 to 10. Let's
but
go.
Do you guys have like a universal skill?
There is no universal skill.
No, we don't have.
We
are just trying to understand each other.
But you're not understanding each other, clearly.
We're understanding each other's skill.
Okay, so there could be skill calibration. Yeah. So like, who is a 10? Then we got a benchmark.
Some people
Bella Hadid or something. What?
Bella Hadid.
I don't know.
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox.
Okay, she is.
For me, Gal Gadot.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
For me.
Which is why the scale is different. That's what I'm saying.
But then we understand each other.
No, but now he say Megan Fox. I say Gal Gadot. I understand his skill. He understand my skill.
Exactly.
Okay, but have y'all been in a situation that one of you guys rate this girl 2 out of 10 and the other one said no, she's like a 10 out of 10? Then how do you...
Okay, that disparity is a bit too much. I vowel have between 4 to 8.
Yeah. Why does the scale exist?
No, when there's a disparity, right, we discuss.
I've been in a situation where I would say a particular female, you know, like...
Who?
I don't know, just like someone that walks past. Is a nice girl. She seems like she's you know, all right. And but then there's a guy that's like, oh, she's damn hot. And then there's an argument like, no, bro, what the fuck? What's wrong with you? There's nothing about her that you should be fucking with. But then that guy is just like, hey, I'm down to hit. So there is that disparity there, lah. That's what I'm saying. Like in terms of standards, lah. In terms of standards, there is a difference.
So there's no market value, lah, because everyone's standards is different.
Exactly.
So anyway, I feel like as a single person my whole life, I feel like...
Single person your whole life, woo!
Which doesn't negate my opinion or lessen my value, by the way.
Absolutely, no.
I genuinely feel, this might be a controversial opinion, but I genuinely feel like we don't need another person. Like, we don't need somebody else. And therefore, when you break up or you get out of a relationship, it doesn't fucking matter how long it takes. Because... at the end of the day, you have yourself, and when everyone dies, you will be the only person there for yourself. So it doesn't matter if it takes 1 day, 2 days, 1 week, 1 year, 1 month, however long. You do you, girl.
Daisy, can I just ask a question, which is like, when is the last time you've been in a committed relationship?
Last year?
Last year. And did you feel the same way when you were there last year?
Yeah, because when I felt like it started to fizzle out, I was like... even though I was hurt, I still remembered how good I felt when I was single and how fine I was. Like, I was fine before I met them, so I'll be fine after as well.
Okay, I think the question to answer is, how long do you feel ready to love again?
That one you cannot control, what?
Yeah, no, I'm asking you from that relationship.
What do you mean? Wait, I don't get it.
Since that relationship ended, how long did it take for you to feel like you were ready to love again?
I wasn't in love in my last relationship.
Oh.
So it's been a long time since I've been in love, but I don't...
Or ready to try.
I don't know, actually. I can't remember. That again, it doesn't... It depends on you, right?
I think it depends on the person.
Yeah, that's why we're asking. Yeah. Now we are discovering each other's scale. Ah.
No, I think it depends on the relationship, right? Because sometimes a relationship will hurt you more, some relationship hurt you lesser. So the time you need to be able to love again would vary.
As we've said, some people like exit the relationship before the relationship's like officially ended.
Yeah, see,
so
that,
therefore
that was my
it
point.
Might be faster for you to get into the next one.
So there's really not like a set period of time.
It got very serious in here.
Yeah. It did get a bit serious, yeah.
Bring back the fly.
Bring back the fly.
Don't say the range of emotions, right? People are happy, they're angry, then sad.
For some context, there was a fly that was flying around because of our amazing food. Fly just came in and started flying around. But
right. So okay. So let's say that you are just broke up. Everybody here just broke up.
I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be crying at home.
Really? You wouldn't be here on the Lincoln Curry Show, first time podcast, film the next bar?
No,
no,
if
you
I
be
had
here?
Just freshly broken up, I would literally be in
well,
my bed.
I think
bed
if freshly break up for guys, right?
It's different.
It's different.
It's
yeah.
reverse, oh, okay. right?
Our hurt
I've seen
comes
this
later.
Yeah, it's yeah. So funny
what
to
do guys
me.
Do
so
and what
have
go?
You not
it
heard
is
about
okay.
This?
Let's say I broke up. We broke up Saturday morning, right?
Next
Saturday
day
night.
At the club.
No, Saturday night. I'm out with the guys already.
Yeah, at the club.
It's like, hey, bro, break up. Okay, see you later.
Let's go.
Is the immediately that?
It's so funny. Yeah. It's so real.
Well,
it's
immediately when that. Does the sadness come in?
It's like
yeah,
six
when
months
later.
6 months later.
And then for
6
women,
months.
No, for real.
Depends.
For
depends.
Women, yeah. We immediately were like, oh, I'm so sad. And then like, a week, 2 weeks, 6 weeks, 6 months later, we're like, eh, I'm single. And then the guy will reach out and we'll be like, I'm over you. Don't talk to me.
The guy's curve, no, the girl's curve is opposite. The emotion is here, and then in over time. Ours is.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
Women, use this to your advantage, yeah? Play the game.
It also depends. It depends how that night goes.
Oh.
Because like there's different ways it could go.
Yeah. Depending on what club lah.
Correct. Correct. Or it could be a
Zouk
bar.
It's a bit like
No, it depends because like there'll be the moment like there'll be the HTHT at some point.
Yes.
Outside the club or like having a drink at the bar before club or something like that, it'll be the bro.
Okay,
bro. I know you just break up.
No, it's...
How are you, bro?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Shaq, bro. You just break up.
Wow. This is how men talk to each other.
They actually do.
That's
yeah,
so
they
do. Can you... Actually, yeah, I'm afraid.
Okay,
this is great.
I break up. Yeah, break
okay, you break up. Bro, you okay or not?
Drinking, couple of drinks.
Bro. She loved me, bro.
It's okay, bro. Now it's over. Now it's time for the next phase of life, bro. That one, and now got new beginning.
Okay, bro.
And just remember, bro. Whatever happened, bro. Your brothers are here for you, bro.
That's
your
right.
brothers are here for you, bro.
That's right, bro.
The girl can come and go, but brothers stay forever, bro.
That's right, bro.
Drink.
Hey, drink.
Until one of the bros. Then, different story.
There's a regular Saturday night.
That is most Saturdays night, like Saturday nights, lah. I'll be honest. That is most.
Are you okay? That hit a
spot.
Wait,
and
huh?
Then when can you show us like when the sadness hit?
When the sadness comes,
yeah.
When you get your text, your first text from your ex.
Why were your texts?
The first text.
Hey, happy
your
birthday.
First text. No,
happy
we all know, right? We all know, right? The first text, right?
What first text?
The first text. The first time you reach out back, you
okay.
reach back out.
I think you reach out. The
we
girl
reach
out.
Out. We reach out.
Sometimes it's the girl.
Just like a slow, slight reply of the DM, like we commenting or something. That is when you know we down bad.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It can be the most stupid of
no,
message.
No, actually depends.
Like,
that is
like,
so simple.
It depends. Sometimes like it's like you just want to like not be like enemies. Like you don't have to be friends, but I just want to show that you're not. Upset Chibai.
But why the sadness come only 6 months later?
Because we watched a movie.
No, we are not as emotionally apt.
They
so it takes
the
a while.
It's like got some goal, has some trigger at some point, and it'll be like, it's yala.
For example,
they got it out of their system. Then they're like, oh wait,
or
I'm
maybe
still lonely.
They've been dating for 6 months and then realized that. I don't
this
know.
This one never been
yeah,
in a relationship.
I can't think of a reason. Yeah, why would it be 6 months later?
I think it's when we are seeing other people, we see them, and we don't see the things that we like from the previous girl or something.
Is it true?
I don't know about you guys.
See the other girl.
Like, well, because you start dating again.
Yeah, once
you
start dating.
Looking for like similar qualities that you like in a person that you don't find those.
Then you realize like, for example, like Sally not as funny as... I wanted to say Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly's not that funny.
Like Isabel.
Isabel, yeah. Wow, that one hard to say, like, that one really hard to say. I don't think, is that like a comparing culture, like when you're looking for the next girl for you guys?
Yeah, bro, because we scale, remember?
Alright, we're scaling.
I hate this.
Like it or not, we scale.
So
the sadness come when you realize that you let's say for example you let go of a 8 that you thought was a 4, but then now you're only stuck with 5.
What? Wait, you an 8 that you thought that was a 4? Right. What
she's
the fuck are you on about?
She's correct.
What is she saying?
Hey, for example, your ex is Isabel. Suddenly, when you break up with her, right, you thought she was a 4.
Uh-huh.
And then, like next 6 months later, right, you are dating, Sally.
Sally,
right, and then suddenly you realize that Sally is just a 7, Isabel is a 8.
Okay,
that's when you're sad.
I'm just Ken. Anywhere else, I'd be a 10.
No, can I just say this, which is like, now that you've had a little bit of a taste of like how guys think, right? Ladies, what do you think?
This is why I'm single.
Yeah. what's your opinion on this?
This is why I literally don't get into relationships.
Why? Why is that? Why is that?
Because of this mentality, though.
What is this mentality?
Everything's on a scale. There's no connection. It all comes down to a number or like a...
No, that's what it is. You're single because you're not understanding this.
We use a number because it helps, but it's not all about a number, right?
It's okay, you must ask that. We all agree on this.
Why are they so triggered?
Men are dumb.
Yes.
Like, we are stupid.
We are dumb, boys.
We are all stupid. I don't even have a drink anymore.
Let's go.
We are stupid. We are stupid and we admit this. Yes,
yeah. The number is mostly for the lads to understand what we are going through.
Yeah,
it's for the other guys.
Okay,
it's not objective. It's just for the other guys.
It's not like I look at you right there. I think you're a 7 or 8 or whatever. No,
it is like it's a thing when you are asked. It's not something that we actively reflect about.
Yeah,
uh-huh. It is like but when you are, bro, wait, then it activates.
Yeah,
And it's not just about like women. It's about anything.
It's not like we look around Orchard Road, right? All we see are numbers.
Yeah, it's not.
No, it's not. It's really not.
It can apply to food.
Yes.
It can apply to anything that you want to just understand something tangible about it.
Correct.
It's just for us to communicate to our other lads about what we are going through. That's it.
It's just like...
Because we just don't talk about it as much as you guys do.
We don't. Yes. We really don't.
Why is that so? Are you not comfortable talking about your feelings or what?
It's just... Based on interactions with different guys and girls, some people are just not able to have this conversation.
How do you know that?
No, you've tried. It's like when they said, you're like, hey, how, bro? Nothing, man.
Hey, nothing, bro. I'm all good.
Don't care.
Like, okay, bro. Just drink on it.
Hey, let's drink on it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's like level one for you guys, right?
Yeah.
The rating.
Yeah, and we are very okay, right, if the guy doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
We don't need to know. We don't need to care. We just need to make sure that he's having a good time.
Yeah, he's here.
As long as we are present.
Yeah.
Maybe for us, for girls, we're just like, oh my god, you have to talk about it, you know.
Oh my god, babe, and that's why we get over it faster.
Yeah, because we release all these emotions. Because we're okay with being vulnerable.
Okay,
I empower
for you,
men to just do the same. It's a safe space.
I feel like they do.
Okay, I go for you lah.
Those conversations come out like eventually.
Yes.
And it's usually not with other guys.
And it's not like when you ask for it, it just comes out.
Yeah.
Like whatever happens just comes out.
Our silent rule, don't ask, don't tell.
Yep. That is the guys.
But as a brother, also sometimes you have to break that rule just to ask, just to get a non-reply.
Mm.
Just to show, hey, this guy very quiet brother.
Yeah. Like you just need him to say, I'm okay, bro.
And also I feel like it's important to tell your, like let your guys know that like, hey bro, I know what's going on, I'm here. You know what I mean? Like, not just like, hey bro, pretend like nothing happened, like, I know what's going on, but like, I'm here either way, you know what I mean?
It's just a simple thing like, bro, if you want to drink next week,
yeah, hey bro, I'm here. Yeah.
I'm also like that with my girls. When my girls break up and they're like, I don't want to talk about it right now, I just want to drink, and I'm like, okay, let's
go,
let's
guys
drink.
Don't ever say like, I don't want to talk about this right now, let's drink. We just like, hey bro, nothing bro, it's all good. That's what we say, that's the difference.
Okay.
And
okay, that's true. Because girls will say, I don't want to talk about it. I'm not ready to talk about it.
No,
we can expect you to never talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't
that but a bit you are just communicating to your friends, to your lads, like, hey, bro, I'm here. I'm here. I got you, bro.
We don't ask, like, hey, why y'all break up?
Yeah, we don't ask, like.
Oh, we definitely ask
we
that.
Yeah.
Do we?
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, it's just okay, lah. It's just.
Break out, lah. It is what it is, lah.
Yeah, I guess that's the difference. Because if my girlfriends don't tell me why they break up, I'll be like, that's so weird. Or if my girlfriends never talk to me about a breakup, I'll be like, that's very weird. Yeah.
Now, Just as a bit of a final thoughts, right? Like, I just want to ask you guys, right? So, for the final thoughts, I just want to ask you, which is like, let's just say that your friend just broke up. All of you guys, your friends just broke up. What is something that you would say to them, and what is your approach towards them? And Kelly, go.
Huh?
Go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Why you break up?
Why you break up?
Want to talk about it? No? Okay. What do you want to do? Then go do it.
What about Daisy?
I'm again very much in the boat that you don't need anybody else. So I always try to be the you don't need, like, you are so fun.
Let's
by
just
yourself.
Stay single.
Like,
yeah.
Let's party. Let's get it. Like, let's fuck around. Like,
around.
Let's go out. Let's have fun. Like, embrace singlehood. Some of my friends appreciate that, some of them don't, and that's fine. It depends on who you are, but I'm definitely in the boat of, like, you know, reclaim your independence. You don't need that person. If you broke up, it's for a reason.
Celebration.
It's a celebration. We liked them, but, you know, we'll find someone better in the future, and until then, let's go crazy.
Okay. What about you, Nick?
You okay, bro?
You okay, bro? What about you, Daniel?
Free later.
Free later. Go drink, ah. Go drink, ah. There we go. That is the advice lah when you just broke up from everyone here.
And I tell us who you would hang out with if you were if you.
I think I'm okay leh. I honestly think I'm quite a okay guy when it comes to if you just broke
can
up.
Can tell you from experience, you can't party with me and Nick, confirm fun bro. You can't play us before bro.
Yeah, I've been. But it's not about breaking up. It's just about drinking lah. It's just about drinking lah.
Correct, you break up already, why need you break up again, bro? Just drink lah.
Just drink lah, just drink lah. Just drink lah. That is the consensus today, right? Like, right, ladies?
Yep.
Just drink lah. Don't have to worry so much about it. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Like Crush Your Words Now podcast, Film the Next Show Bar. And except for today, we are with High Sea Yachts on a boat. If you see the background moving.
We are actually on a boat.
Can you actually see the background? Can, right? Kelly has one last thing to say. And go ahead. No, apparently you have one last thing to say. So
yeah, Kelly. Yeah, Kelly. Faster say.
Come on, Kelly. Come on, come on.
Say what?
Just say what?
Whatever you wanted to say, lah.
What?
That's what he was saying. You want to say it then.
That time you just wanted to say.
Yeah.
What thing?
You say you want to end this episode.
Yeah, come on.
I didn't.
You did. Hey, come on, Kelly.
I would love to. When I break up, I will go look for Daisy.
Slay.
When you are.
I'm a girl's girl. All right,
see you guys
Hit
in the next
guys.
One.
My Instagram is Daisy M. Mitchell.
All right, let's stop at the drinks, guys.